Every morning and every afternoon, a special kind of village gathers at the crosswalks near Vogel Elementary School.
Come on, guys.
Oh,
This village, however, is not an official program or a school initiative, but a grassroots brigade of parents, neighbors, and two steadfast crossing guards who have all turned an ordinary crosswalk into a symbol of community resilience, love, and friendship. Whether they are getting beat down by the Texas heat or braving the winter chill, folks will find this group of dedicated individuals stationed just south of the local elementary campus, ready to escort school children across a bustling and dangerous section of FM 725. At the heart of this operation are crossing guards Jimmy Allen and Lily Vigil. Allen says despite their efforts, cars don't always stop. That's where he says the parents quite literally step in. Allen, who began his job in November, says it's amazing to see these parents come out and do what they do. He says although they are not on the payroll, they clock in with purpose.
The parents could see that traffic wasn't slowing down, and so they started protecting me. I would be in the street and I couldn't see both directions at the same time, and the person behind me would just keep creeping up behind me, so they would come out and form a wall. And the people this way several times just haven't stopped in time, and they've had to slide their brakes, so now they put a wall on that side, so there's a corridor for the kids to walk through with parents watching our back and us watching the kids.
Allen says these great sets of parents and grandparents have helped turn this ordinary routine into an extraordinary act of care. He says whether the school bell rings in the morning or the afternoon, he can always count on a handful of parents to be ready to help.
It varies. Generally, it's about 6 or 8, but some days it's 10 and 12. Some days it's 4 or 5. But the kids get out of school at 3:30 and they make their way to the gate. At 3:35, they come across and they're all across the street. And so then everybody goes home. It's in that time leading up to and just after crossing that we are most scared in the afternoon. And in the morning, they cross at 7:30, and it is true chaos.
One of those parents who arrives like clockwork is Angeles Rodriguez. Rodriguez has 5 children enrolled at Vogel and says the support is invaluable.
There's a bunch of cars just going. No one cares how fast or who's all out in the road. They just keep going. They have literally rolled up on Miss Crossing Guard, and we've all literally had to be like, yo, stop. I don't care if it's just my kids on there. It's all the babies that are coming across. It's not, I don't care if it's mine or theirs. It's all of them. You know, we're parents.
Simply calling this batch of parents, parents stepping in, is Kay Cooper. Cooper, who has 1 child at Vogel, says although they appreciate each other, they would still like folks to heed the warning and slow down when traveling.
Last year, we only had Miss Lily. This year is the first time we've had 2 crossing guards. I mean, they're doing the best they can. I mean, there's only so much they can do. And I mean, again, thankfully, Jimmy is also here too. So now they both each get a side. But it's hard because she's almost been hit last year.
Oh, yes.
And then even this year, multiple parents. There's another parent. He's not here in the evenings, but he's been almost hit in the morning. They don't slow down.
Parent Autumn Parkinson, who started helping out last year, is still in awe of what she calls the village. She says it's not something you expect to see, but it gives you so much hope when everyone does their part.
I think it's amazing. I go home and tell my mom all the time, I'm like, all these parents are putting our lives on the line, including us, to almost get hit just to make sure that kids we know, because we don't know, get home safely. Like, and Jim helps a lot, so does Lily.
Yes.
They make sure everyone gets across safely. They'll hold up traffic to make sure the stragglers get over. Like, it's amazing what we've done because we can't do much.
Right.
But the little that we do does make an imprint.
The group admits that its bond has grown beyond the sidewalks. Cooper says they've become friends, confidants, and an unspoken safety net for one another. They all agree that when it comes to the kids, they are all responsible.
Oh, it's amazing. It's incredible.
Very amazing.
We need it because, I mean, the other thing is some kids, they don't come up here with parents, you know. Others have to get super early to work. They don't have time to exactly watch. They know there's cross guards here, and that's the best they can hope for, and they're doing the best they can with that.
Even while standing in the 105-degree weather, Allen says he's amazed with the rapport among those who show up for the kids. He says maybe that's because he knows exactly what can happen.
Yeah, they would see that I was visibly upset that people are going through a school zone speeding. And a little bit of a backstory, on my 12th birthday, I got hit by a car in a school zone by a lady not paying attention, and we didn't have cell phones back then, and broke my arm.
Despite it happening many years ago, Alan says the woman who hit him still has difficulty overcoming that day and still seeks his forgiveness. Nonetheless, Alan says he does not want anyone else to pick up the curse of having to deal with the same memory, or worse, killing someone. Although this extra support by parents can be commended, there remains the issue of having folks slow down. With the summer bell about to ring, parents are already thinking about next year. They say they hope to put a little more pressure on those who can hopefully step on the brakes of some of these reckless drivers. Meanwhile, Vogel students have their own batch of heroes, and while they don't wear capes, they show up with heart. Because at this school crosswalk, these heroes don't fly. They walk, stand, wait, and sometimes shout until every last child gets home. Cindy Aguirre, KWED News.